You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The Enforcement Directorate on Thursday said that Chinese smartphone maker Vivo illegally transferred ₹62,476 crore, which is almost 50% of its turnover, to China to avoid paying taxes in India. The agency also said post the raids, it seized funds worth ₹465 crore kept in 119 bank accounts by various entities involved in the case, ₹73 lakh cash and 2 kg gold bars. As reported earlier, the ED had conducted nationwide raids on Vivo on Tuesday in a money laundering probe. The agency said that three Chinese nationals, all of whom left India during 2018-21, and one other person from the country incorporated as many as 23 companies in India, in which they were also helped by a chartered accountant named Nitin Garg. On to the aviation sector, with Rakesh Jhunjhunwala promoted, Akasa Air receiving the Air Operator Certificate from the Directorate General of Civil Aviation on Thursday, the country will see its eighth domestic airline taking wings by the end of the month. The grant of AOC marks the satisfactory completion of all regulatory compliance requirements for the airline's operational readiness, Akasa Air said in a statement. The company said that the process concluded with the airline having successfully conducted a number of proving flights under the supervision of the DGCA. Akasa Air took the delivery of its maiden Boeing 737 MAX aircraft on June 21st. The airline will initially start commercial operations with two aircrafts and plans to have 18 aircrafts by the end of financial year 23, following which it will add 12 to 14 aircrafts every year, making up a total of 72 aircrafts over 5 years. Moving on, RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das on Thursday emphasized on the need for states to adopt prudent borrowing strategy and efficient cash management practices, keeping in view the evolving macroeconomic scenarios. Inaugurating the 32nd Conference of the State Finance Secretaries in Mumbai, he stressed that the states should focus on improving quality of expenditures, better handling and monitoring of contingent liabilities, and improving the governance in the cooperative banks. The conference was attended by the officials from the Ministry of Finance, Government of India, Controller General of Accounts, Controller and Auditor General of India, and the Finance Secretaries of 24 states and one Union Territory. In the economy sector, the Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs Chairman Vivek Jhori has said that the recent measures to reduce exemptions, correct inversions, and the upcoming slabs rejig will ensure that revenue shortfall of the states will be overcome in 3 years. Jhori told Financial Express that these changes will increase the weighted average GST rate from about 11.6% now to the revenue neutral rate of 15.5% during this period. He said the shortfall of GST revenue for states from the protected level of the last 5 years will come down to about 15% in financial year 23 from 27% in financial year 22, before achieving the desired growth of 14% by the third year from now. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has directed the Niti Aayog to submit a report by end of October after mapping all industrial clusters, including freight and defense corridors, logistics parks, textile parks, and pharmaceutical hubs, so that they can be incorporated under the PM Gati Shakti initiative. During the first meeting of the Apex Monitoring Authority for the National Industrial Corridor Development Program, headed by her, Sitharaman also asked the Shipping Ministry to consider linking various seaports to the country with industrial corridors. These were part of the 7 action points highlighted by the minister. In another important update, the recent fall in crude oil prices is due to recessionary fears, and the prices might come down further if Western economies continue to pass through adverse circumstances, Minister for Petroleum, Natural Gas and Urban Development Hardeep Singh Puri said on Thursday. He added that crude price at $120 per barrel was anyway unsustainable for the world economies, as the resultant inflation tends to cause recession. Brent futures fell below $100 a barrel for the first time since April 25th on Wednesday, on fears of a potential global recession. At 6 p.m. on Thursday, it was trading at around $101.53 per barrel. And lastly, let's hear what to expect from the stock market today. The market is expected to open in the green as trends in the SGX Nifty indicate a gap up opening for the broader index in India with a gain of 101 points. The Nifty futures were trading around 16,234 levels on the Singaporean exchange. Asia Pacific markets opened higher on Friday as investors look ahead to the release of US jobs data for June. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.